We started using flame retardant chemicals called PBDEs in the 1970s. Ever since, some people say firefighting has gotten more complicated. Kathleen Chamberlain is the fire marshal for the city of Ann Arbor, Michigan.
In certain ways, I'm sure the flame retardant chemicals have made things easier. They've delayed fires. They've slowed them down.
That's the upside. But she says there's also a downside.
They've added a toxicity level, which has made things much more dangerous for everybody.
Battalion 1-3 back to quarters.
Downstairs at the firehouse, Captain Tim Flack has to be ready to jump into his equipment at a moment's notice. These days, on the way to the fire, he straps on air tanks and gets ready to put on his mask.
You know, he had the tough man mentality back in the old days where they didn't wear the air packs, and it's to your benefit to wear your air packs and breathe the good air and not be the tough guy.
He says all firefighters wear their air packs these days. It's required. Turns out, it's also a really good idea. Many firefighters are concerned about PBDEs. Even though two kinds of PBDEs were phased out by manufacturers several years ago, their products are still in our homes. The International Association of Firefighters says when PBDEs burn, they release dense fumes and black smoke, and a highly corrosive gas called hydrogen bromide. You wouldn't want to breathe it. So firefighters are in a tricky place. Many say flame retardant chemicals are a good idea, but they want to move away from brominated flame retardants such as PBDEs. They say there are alternatives. It's complicated by a California regulation. Technical Bulletin 117 requires the foam in upholstered furniture and baby products to meet a certain combustion standard. And that often means companies have to add flame retardants to the foam to meet that standard. The chemical industry stands by the safety of its flame retardants. The American Chemistry Council did not want to be recorded for this story. But in an email statement, the council said, quote, "Flame retardants have been credited with saving many lives, including the passengers and crew of the 2005 Air France crash in Toronto. Many people say there are situations, such as airplane fires, where flame retardant chemicals can buy precious seconds to help people escape. But many firefighters say in our homes, it would be smarter to deal with the sources of ignition. Cigarettes and other smoking materials are the leading cause of fire-related deaths in the U.S. But for years, the tobacco industry fought laws requiring self-extinguishing cigarettes. A 2008 Washington Post investigation revealed the tobacco industry and the flame retardant industry have a lobbyist in common. That lobbyist, Peter Sparber, first helped the tobacco industry fight against self-extinguishing cigarettes. Then he lobbied for tighter regulations that would require the use of flame retardant chemicals in furniture. So first, he lobbied to protect the cause of many fires. Then he lobbied to use chemicals to retard those fires. These days, most states now have laws requiring cigarettes to be self-extinguishing. Firefighters groups are joining forces to stop the use of PBDEs and other brominated flame retardants altogether. But one of the major chemical companies, ICL Industrial Products, says brominated flame retardants are the most efficient at putting out fires, and they will continue to play a vital role in product design and public safety. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.